Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Chris Brown. We're talking Royal Valley basketball. The Panthers remain undefeated, a perfect 14-0, and still ranked number one in the state in Class 3A this week, and two pretty convincing wins again. Non-league game against Mission Valley last Friday, 68-30, and then beat Prairie as you start the second time through the league slate, 59-36 on Tuesday. So a couple pretty convincing wins again, Coach, obviously, and you mentioned it just before we started on the air here, but your team continues just to play pretty good basketball, it seems like, right now.
Yeah, we're in a pretty good groove, you know, offensively specifically. We're shooting it well and sharing the ball. And, you know, you get to the end of the game and you just don't remember very many bad shots. And I think that's when you know you're really sharing the ball well and playing with each other. So, of course, you know, if I had to nitpick, I think we could rebound a little better and I think we could defend a little better at times. But certainly on the offensive end, we're in a groove right now, and that's fun to see.
When we talked about last week, you know, starting the league a second time through and kind of having a bullseye on your back, but as I look at your schedule, I mean, you've had 1 6-point game and everything else you've won by at least like 12 or so. So I'm sure you're hoping to get a couple chances here to see your team maybe, as weird as it sounds, have a chance to respond to a little bit of adversity before you get to the tough substate.
Yeah, you know, of course, you know, everybody likes to see how the team responds to adversity, but to me, we've played some quality teams and we've just played really well, you know, getting some, you know, fairly easy wins here, but it wasn't because we were playing nobodies. You know, we've played a relatively tough schedule, and like I said, we're shooting the ball well, and, you know, with our size and athleticism, kind of the X factor for us is the ability to shoot it from the outside, and we've been knocking down some threes each game that really kind of opens things up for us. So I'm sure, you know, end of February here, of course, we know there's going to be some tough ones coming up, but we'll take them one game at a time, and if we keep shooting the ball well and keep getting wins, we'll take those also.
I feel like consistency is a big word. I feel like I talk to a lot of coaches that talk about, you know, just not quite being able to put four quarters together or 32 minutes together. I'm guessing that you feel like, and to be able to win these games like you have been, I mean, you must feel like for 32 minutes that consistency there from your team and having multiple guys, you know, with the capabilities to do things and having that experience that you do is probably gotten you to pretty close to being consistent through all four quarters and every minute each game?
Oh, for sure. And, you know, really, truth be told, there've been a lot of three-quarter games where our guys get to rest in the fourth quarter and we get some experience for guys coming back. You know, we talk to our young guys all the time. We're one of the, you know, few teams where our varsity team is all gone next year, right? We have a brand-new group coming in, so anytime they get a chance to get on the floor and play against the other team's starters and the other team's you know, varsity level players, that's good for them. So certainly been consistent, but I think you hit on it. It's the experience, you know, just such an experienced group, and they've all played for so long, and five seniors with this much varsity court time in their careers, you would expect them to be pretty sharp, you know, late in their senior year, and they certainly have been so far.
I know we've talked about it before, but, you know, the motivation is there. Has it been a challenge to, I guess, not allow the group to get complacent? I mean, it doesn't look like they've gotten complacent, but to just be able to consistently bring that energy level no matter who the opponent is and continue playing at such a high level game in and game out?
It hasn't been. They love playing basketball. You know, they just, it's what each one of them specializes in, and they love to do it. And so any opportunity they have to get on the court and showcase their skills, you know, on game day, we're all the way up. You know, maybe we struggle getting their attention in practice, but they don't overlook anyone because they love playing. So every game they want to come out and perform and have fun, and that's what they do.
Has it given you a chance to try some different things? Do you feel like you're adding new things in to keep them engaged, like just extra inbounds plays and just adding in a few, you know, more different things to kind of keep that engagement there as well?
You know, it's actually probably been the opposite. We're doing less just because
it's working.
Kind of like we touched on, within the flow of the offense, things are just happening, and we're not having to add a bunch of sets or show a bunch of sets we might want to save for later in the season. So to me, that's been a positive, is that we're not having to complicate things at all, just within the simple flow of playing. And it goes back to our ability to share the ball. You know, we get assists on almost every basket. It's the ball moves, we move, and then we find a good shot. So it's kind of been the opposite of that it's actually been more so just simplified and go out and play loose, play fast, and have fun.
Yeah, if it makes sense, for sure. You know, if it's not broke, then no need to fix it. Hopefully you keep rolling. Games against Riverside, and then a big week next week with games against Holton and on the road at Nemaha Central. So best of luck, Coach. Thanks for your time. We'll chat again next week.
All right, looking forward to it. Thank you.
Coach Brown of the Panthers. The Royal Valley Locker Room Chats are sponsored each week on KNZA and MSCSports.net by the Holton Community Hospital and Hoyt Family Medicine.